Yerushalmi Shvi'is, corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Lamed Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chafvav and Aleph at the first Mishnah of the page. Oichlim ala mufka avaloi ala shomo. The Mishnah says one may eat in the house as long as there is hefka produce in the field. However, if they are only shamo, which means they remain in people's possession, they may no longer be eaten in the house. Rabbi Yosi Oimer af ala shomo. Rabbi Yosi says no, even if they are shamo, they may still be eaten. Oichlim ala tefachim vala difra avaloi ala sisvonios. One may eat the fruit in the house on account of tefichim, which is fruit that birds have put in their nests, and on account of difra, which is a tree that produces fruit twice a year. One may eat from the first crop until the second crop ends, but one may not eat summer fruits on account of the winter fruits that grow the following winter, since they are inferior grapes. Rabbi Yehuda matir kozman shebichu adjikale hakayetz. Rabbi Yehuda permits it as long as they began to ripen before the end of the summer, making seventh year produce. And the Gemara says, Masnisen de Reb Shimon ksiv, the Gemara says the Mishnah that doesn't permit eating on account of shamo produce follows the Bishimun who learns from the Pasuk in Vayikra Pechofei Pasuk Yud Beis, you shall eat its produce from the field. As long as you eat from the field, you may eat in the house. But once the produce in the field has disappeared, you may not eat in the house. My time is the Bishimun. Atu shegramt la. The Gemara asks the question, what's the Bishimun's reasoning? You cause the wild animal not to eat by keeping it chamor in your possession. Masnisen de Rabbi Yosi, de Tanya, ein oichlin ala tefachim sheba'akai. Rabbi Yosi, omar oichlin ala tefachim sheba'akai. The Tanya of the Mishnah, who said that one may eat on account of tefichim, food that birds have put in their nests, is Rabbi Yosi, because the Baisa taught, one may not eat on account of tefichim in akai. Rabbi Yosi said that one may. I'm Rabbi Yosi, havin savrin, meima, ma pligin, Rabbi Yosi rabbonim, besisvonois, aval bedifoin, loy, ashrach tani, Rabbi Yehuda matir, bedifoin, vehen, shebekaroi, shebachu, adjeloi, yikale akayetz. Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yosi the Amora, we thought that Rabbi Yosi the Tana and Rabbi Yehuda disagree over winter fruits, but not over difra. But we found a bright that taught that Rabbi Yehuda permits with difra as long as they ripened before the summer ended. We come on to the next Mishnah. Hakovesh gimel kavashim bechavis achas. Rabbi Eliezer oime oichlin on a rishon. Rabbi Shua oime af al achoin. If a person pickled three types of shvi'is vegetables with three different times of beer in the same barrel, Rabbi Eliezer says that one may eat from all of them until the time of beer of the earliest one arrives. Rabbi Shua says that they may eat until the time of beer of the latest one. Rabbi Gamliel oime kol shi kala minoi besade yiva minoi minabayis. Rabbi Gamliel says, for each type, once it disappeared from the field, it must have bio from the home. Rabbi Shimon oime kol yerek achas lebio oichlin burugila adjikalo sigariois mibikas beis natufa. Rabbi Shimon says that all vegetables are considered one type for bio, so if any type of vegetable still exists in the field, it may continue to eat from the barrel. Therefore, one may eat purslane that disappears early until the sandios of the valley of Beis Natufa that disappear late have disappeared. And the Gemara says, Ma taima de Rabbi Eliezer, Harishoin noisin tam ba'achoin, Ma taima de Rabbi Shua, ha'achoin noisin tam ba'rishoin, Bekasha al de Rabbi Shua, vein harishoin noisin tam ba'achoin. The Gemara says that what's the Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning? The earliest disappearing vegetable gives flavor to the latest. What's Rabbi Shua's reasoning? If the latest gives flavor to the earliest. One could ask on Rabbi Yeshua, but doesn't the first also give flavor to the last? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Gamliel said that for each type, once it's disappeared from the field, it must have beer from the house. A Baisa teaches that the halacha follows the Gamliel. Chizkiah says that as long as he began to use the fruits from his storage, they are considered removed as he won't then continue to leave them for a long period of time. Asa uvde koime Rabbi Asa v'hori kechizkia loyda ana sava kavasei ele min mada anan chamyen rabbonan avdin uvde kavasei. Such a case came before Rabbi Asa, and he ruled like Chizkia, not because he agreed with him, but because he saw the rabbonan ruling this way. Rabbi Yitzhak ba radifa havale uvde asa shal Rabbi Yomia amale ma al yuvasa kamech va'ad shal l'sa'ale asa shal Rabbi Yoshia amale chamilach telasa rachmen. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Radifa had such a case. He asked Rabbi Yomia, who replied, "You have lions with you, and you are coming to ask the foxes?" He went and he asked Rabbi Yoshia, who said to him, "There are three friends upon whom you can rely, that if you declare it all ownerless in front of them, they will not come and acquire them." Kibbutkoi, disappearing, Shalom Rabbi Imi, began to lace Leilain Ama Rachim Vlashal Shalam, Eich Sucha Miavet, Amalei Kad Tichmon, Wigla Tzalila, Dihaven, Mafkan Lashuka, Mafkan Le, Bechazen, Vachian Be. Kaputkians came to Zipporah and they asked Bi'imi, since we don't have friends, how are we to declare ownerless? He told them, when people stop passing by in the market because it's too late in the evening, take out the fruits to the market and declare them ownerless and then reclaim them for yourselves. Reb Chagai mafligla tzeluchin tzeluchin, Reb Elezer mafligla tzeluchin tzeluchin. Reb Chagai would distribute shviyas produce to all and he would also retain some for himself to drink. Reb Elezer did the same. Reb Chizkiah salak gabei Reb Yirmiyah amalei v'chisi bahen oitzva. Reb Chizkiah came before Reb Yirmiyah and asked him, advise me how I can reclaim my storehouse of shviyas fruit after I declare it ownerless. Amalei tzuli elein pritaya gabech amalei hawi mekoyman muskali amalei loikein afgautan chaza v'chisa bahen. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that first take these coins from me and hold on to them. The place of the fruits in the storehouse is now rented to me for those coins. Now that you've transferred those fruits from your possession to mine, you can render them ownerless and then afterwards reclaim them.